His first penitent was an elderly woman with a voice so faint it was hard to understand her. For every sin she confessed, Padre Pio launched into a long digression, speaking about the origin of evil, the nature of temptation, and the moral principles of the Church. By the time he finished, the poor woman had spent the entire morning on her knees. When she finally rose, her mind was spinning and her legs could barely carry her. At lunchtime, the superior asked Padre Pio, "So, how did the confessions go?" "I have a terrible headache," he replied. "But how many did you confess?" "Only one." "Only one?" Father Paulino exclaimed in surprise. "She must have had a mountain of sins to keep you there all morning." "Not at all. They weren't really sins, just small faults." Father Paulino smiled. Perhaps he already saw in this young friar the future apostle of the confessional. Gently, he offered a few pieces of advice, lessons that would later prove invaluable when, as the book says, a multitude of souls, thirsty for Christ, would one day descend upon him, making him pull at his own hair. From that day on, Padre Pio began to change his approach. Out of both necessity and experience, he became a confessor of few words, quick in his questions, clear in his advice, and generous in his admonitions.